every day, nurses come home with stories. That's why seven nurses got on stage in Anchorage last week to share some of their favorites as part of National Nurses Week. From life to death, serious to funny, they showcase the whole gamut of the profession. Our Anchorage correspondent, Vikram Patel, has the story.
Kevin Barrett was a senior in college working towards his nursing degree. During his OB rotation, he found that pregnant women often didn't want to be cared for by a male nurse. But after assisting successfully with one particular birth, Barrett ran into a new kind of obstacle, the baby's father, who had missed the birth just a day earlier.
I walked him to the end of the hall, and that's when he asked if I was flirting with his wife. No. I responded immediately, I'm just working towards my degree in nursing.
After deflecting some more aggressive behavior, Barrett finally figured out what was going on.
He looked at me and started, I feel terrible. Why? I asked. He continued, you were there at the birth of my son and I wasn't. You fed my baby before I did. You held her hand and coached her. She depends on you more than me.
Barrett acted quickly, giving away all the duties he could to the new father. Well, almost all of them.
He looked at me with a smirk on his face, and he said, well, you could change the diaper if you want. We both laughed.
Barrett is now a professor at Charter College and a nurse practitioner in Anchorage. He recently told this story to a packed crowd of nurses as part of a storytelling event called Nursing Narratives at Willowa in Anchorage. Six other nurses also told their stories, ranging from the sentimental to the clinical, and often the hilarious. The event was one of many during National Nurses Week.
They're some of the hardest working people that are out there.
That's Andrea Nutty of the Alaska Nurses Association, which planned Nurses Week.
They take care of people in their very worst moments and their very best, happiest moments of their life from birth to death. And so they deserve a break. And we try to do a lot of things that just show a small token of appreciation for the nurses across our state.
The week also included a 5K run, a movie screening, and a birthday party for Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing over a century ago. The events were meant to shine a spotlight on the important work that nurses do, with an eye towards benefiting an even larger group.
And so when you advocate for nurses, you're advocating for patients as well.
National Nurses Week is just a small part of what the Alaska Nurses Association does on behalf of its members. The association advocates year-round to advance policy goals. Those goals include supporting a bill in the Alaska legislature to make healthcare costs more transparent to patients and efforts to protect public health resources around the state. But this week, they were focused on the nurses themselves.
So we started talking. I said, well, what did Jack do? Oh, he's a retired preacher. I said, oh, great. Oh, and honey, he's just the sweetest man you ever want to know. There's never a word that has come out of his mouth that's been mean.
That's Cynthia Boer, a nursing teacher at UAA, telling a story about providing care for an 86-year-old stroke patient who was non-responsive for many days, until...
And so his wife grabs his hand and Ruth is, you know, tears are coming out of her eyes, going, please, Jack, please, just respond to us, Jack, please, just show us one finger. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of the bed, you see...
Boer then turned to the audience, extended her hand, and showed them how Jack responded, by raising her middle finger. The crowd of about 100 nurses, family members, and friends loved it. The stories resonated. In Anchorage, I'm Vikram Patel.